Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors this week. I'm sitting on the porch of my cabin, kind of relaxed, and I thought this would be a wonderful time to visit with you folks for a few minutes and talk about the outdoors. You know, a lot of people have no earthly idea what a big bore air rifle is all about. About five or six years ago, I was first introduced to shooting the PCP. You know, these are air rifles, modern day air rifles that pressure up with a tank, sort of like a scuba tank or a carbon fiber tank. They pressure up to 3,000 PSI. So you can imagine the power they deliver. I started hunting with these things. Actually, I started with an Air Force Condor, a 25 caliber, hunting squirrels and rabbits and small game. That little bullet, I was shooting about a 48 grain bullet in that little Air Force air gun Condor, and I killed a lot of squirrels and rabbits. It's big enough actually to harvest predators at, say, out to 50, 60 yards, coyote size animals. But the big bores is what I really want to talk to you about. Did you know that with these PCP air guns, the Air Force Texan was the first production big bore air gun that will develop, that does develop 500 foot-pounds of energy. Picture this. Now, most people think about air guns as a BB gun or a pump-up, you know, pump-up type air rifle. Picture pressuring the Texan up to 3,000 PSI, loading it with a 350 grain bullet. Now, these things out to, actually, I've shot them out to 150 yards, but out to 100 yards, absolutely lethal on game. Now, in Texas, hunting big game with an air rifle is not legal. You cannot hunt deer, antelope, things like that, the big game with an air rifle. In some states, Missouri, Mississippi, California, there's different states. All of them have different regulations. Some states, it is legal to hunt big game with an air rifle. So you have to check out the state that you live in, of course, before you just decide you want to go deer hunting with a big bore. But you can, a good way to learn about these things is just go to YouTube and type in Air Force Texan, T-E-X-A-N. It's a 45 caliber. They actually make them in also a 30 and a 35 caliber too. I've got the 45 caliber, and I also just received their 35 caliber. Both of them are super accurate. To give you an idea about the power of these things, now I've killed an Audad. I think most people know how tough an Audad sheep is. I've killed that with the Texan, the 45 caliber. I've killed numerous wild hogs, probably 12 or 15 wild hogs with the Texan. I always load it with that big bullet made by Hunter Supply. It's a 350 grain bullet. Gosh, I've killed coyotes with it. Axis deer, I've killed a couple of axis deer with it. You can hunt exotics. You know, that's legal to hunt exotics with it in Texas. So very, very useful, and just a whole different learning curve when you start shooting the big bore air rifles. Did you know that on the Lewis and Clark expedition, there was an air rifle there? They had one along when they'd come up to the Indians, the different tribes, when they was going down the river. They would stop and put on a shooting exhibition with this silent air rifle. It even back then, in the early 1800s, air was a popular way of shooting. So it's a lot of information out there on big bore air rifles. You can go online to airforceairguns.com. You can learn a lot right there. Gosh, there's a lot of stuff on that website. And for fun, go to YouTube and just type in the Air Force Texan. I think you'll be shocked at the accuracy and dependability of these type rifles. I saw an 850-pound Zebu, which is a bovine, a big exotic in Texas, shot with one of these back in the summer, and it went 30 yards. You would have thought it was hit with a 7mm Magnum. Folks, we're out of time for today's show. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Remember, you can contact me anytime through catfishradio.com. Tune in next week. We're going to talk some more outdoors.